With reports that Israel is quietly moving to halt new housing projects in the West Bank, Presidents Obama and Mubarak spoke of encouraging signs in Mideast peace efforts. Mr. Obama cautioned, however, that much more work lies ahead for Israel and the Palestinians.
If all sides are willing to move off of the rut that we're in currently, then I think there is an extraordinary opportunity to make real progress. But we're not there yet.
President Mubarak, speaking through an interpreter, also encouraged the Israelis and Palestinians to keep talking.
We are speaking in a good manner and we are moving into the right direction, but the two parties need to sit together, and this then will give hope that there is a possibility of finding a solution to the Palestinian issue.
Mr. Mubarak's visit to the Oval Office marks an improvement in U.S.-Egyptian relations. The two countries' ties had been strained over previous U.S. President George W. Bush's pressure on Egypt to improve its record on democracy and human rights. Professor Dennis Sullivan, director of the Middle East Center at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts, says Mr. Obama's visit to Cairo in June was the first sign that relations between the two countries were improving.
He was not just warmly welcome, he was enthusiastically welcomed in Egypt and continues to be a popular public figure, and there's great hope in Egypt for improved relations between the two countries.
The Egyptian leader reassured Mr. Obama that his government has started to enact democratic reforms and will continue to do so. Although Sullivan calls Mr. Mubarak's record on human rights and democracy horrible, he says it's important for the U.S. and Egypt to maintain their 30-year strategic partnership.
This is where I think the Egypt-U.S. relationship is critical. From my vantage point, they do see eye to eye on the peace process as a whole, and how both countries are critical to advancing that peace process.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says Tuesday's meetings were part of the Obama administration's outreach to Arab countries as part of an effort to advance the Middle East peace process. The two presidents also discussed Iraq and the Iranian nuclear program, as well as cooperative efforts on health, education, and the economy. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.